Passage 1. Robert Frost was one of America's best-known and most honored serious writers, but his fame came late in his life. He was 40 years old before Americans began to read his poems and praise them. Once his fame was established, however, it grew stronger and stronger during the rest of his long life. Someone once asked another American writer, Ernest Hemingway, how to become a writer. "The best thing," he said, "was to have an unhappy childhood." If this is true, Robert Frost's childhood was unhappy enough to make him a very good writer. Robert Frost's father was a reporter who wanted to be a politician. He often drank too much alcohol and became angry. Robert was the victim of his anger. He was 11 when his father died. As a child, Robert was afraid of the dark. All his life, he suffered from imaginary sicknesses. He spent several years working at different jobs. At one time, he worked in a factory. Later, he repaired shoes. He was a teacher. He was a reporter. Always, he wrote poetry. In 1912, he took his family to Britain. The cost of living was low, and there was interest in what was called a new poetry. In Britain, Frost found a publisher for his first book of poems. The book was called A Boy's Will. When it appeared in 1913, Frost received high praise from British readers. Praise was something he had not received in his own country. His success came from uniting traditional forms of poetry with American words spoken in a clearly American way.
Questions 9 to 12 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 9.
What do we know about Robert Frost?
Question 10. What caused Robert Frost's unhappy childhood?
Question 11.
Why did Robert Frost take his family to Britain in 1912?
Question 12. Where did Robert Frost's success come from, basically?